For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Margaret Paul is a best-selling author, translated into multiple languages, and has made multiple media appearances over the years. Margaret, I wanted to chat with you a little bit today because we're coming up on the holiday season, and that is often very stressful for a number of reasons for individuals. Can you talk with me a little bit about how folks can mitigate that stress that seems to come upon us every year?
Yes. One of the things that many people don't realize is that most of our behavior and our feelings is governed by our intention. And really, there's only two intentions available. One is the intention to learn about what is truly in our highest good, and the other is the intention to protect against pain. So what I want to encourage people to do this holiday is become aware of their intention. Because if their intention is to protect against pain, what that brings about actually is a lot of pain. We protect by avoiding people. We protect by not speaking up for ourselves. We protect by isolating. We protect with various forms of anger and confrontation. What I want to encourage people to do is to open to learning. Take a moment. Sit quietly somewhere. Open to learning about what is truly in your highest good over the holidays. Is it in your highest good to spend your time with family, even if family is not loving to you? Or would it be in your highest good to spend it with friends? If you're not in a relationship and you don't want to be alone, which is truly not in one's highest good to be alone over the holidays, then think about, where can you volunteer? Where can you help people who are less fortunate than you? Can you gather toys from stores or food from stores and donate them to a shelter, or even work at a shelter over the holidays, or work at a soup kitchen helping to feed the homeless? There's so many ways that we can give rather than take. And so many people, they're focused on what they're going to get over the holidays rather than what they can give. I really want to encourage people to let go of trying to get love or get attention or get gifts or get approval, and instead focus in on filling yourself with love, opening your heart, wanting to give, wanting to share, and offering your time, your attention, your love to others. That's what creates a truly fulfilling holiday.
I'm speaking with Dr. Margaret Paul about ways of making these holidays that can be so fulfilling and stressful, more the former and less the latter. And I guess, Margaret, too, part of what we face are our own expectations, perhaps a cultural imposition of a Norman Rockwellian view of how holidays should be. And, of course, perhaps we're setting ourselves up for disappointment if we approach them that way.
Well, yes, and expectations are usually about what we're going to get. Certainly, we have control over what we're going to give. We have no control over what we're going to get. So I want to encourage people to tune in again, what they want to give. You know, one of the underlying causes, the main underlying cause of anxiety and depression and various addictions and relationship problems is self-abandonment. Most people, they just don't know how to value themselves, how to love themselves, how to take loving action in their own behalf. And this is actually what we teach people in our inner bonding process, our SelfQuest program, which is downloadable. And we teach people how to value themselves so they can share their love with others. And this is what people need to do over the holidays. They need to learn how to stop abandoning themselves, which is what creates the expectations and the anxiety and the anger and the depression and all the and the overeating that people do on holidays and the conflict between families. And so I really want to encourage people to start to focus on what they can do to show themselves that they value themselves enough to open their hearts and share their love with each other.
Well, Dr. Margaret Paul, thank you very much, and also happy holidays to you.
Well, same to you, Gregory. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and Christmas.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.